This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We got lots to talk about this weekend, so stay with us. You can call us. You can be part of the action. Come directly into the doctor's office and pose a question to me. Our number is 877-726-8255. To make it simpler, it's 877-726-TALK. And we've got time this hour and next to answer your questions. Of course, we have lots to talk about this week, lots of health stories coming this way, and we want to share those with you. 877-726-8255 for questions. And I want to start out by talking about a common food additive that derails good exercise habits. Wow, what's up with that? Well, it turns out that I wrote about this in our weekly newsletter article. You can find those at drhoffman.com, or you can subscribe to the newsletter via our website. In an article entitled, A Tale of Two Toxins. And in that article, I said, you know, we spend a lot of time worrying about exposure to mercury, lead, things like bisphenol A, glyphosate. There are a myriad of environmental toxins, but I'll bet you haven't heard about the two that I talk about in this week's newsletter article, A Tale of Two Toxins. And one of those is transglutaminase. It's a bacterial enzyme that's used to improve food texture and shelf life, that's been linked in several studies to celiac disease, but it's unlabeled and it's hidden from public knowledge. And what's interesting is that microbial transglutaminase is something that's added specifically to gluten-free flours. So people who are desirous of avoiding celiac disease, or they may have gastrointestinal symptoms from gluten, they may be inadvertently consuming precisely something that triggers celiac disease. You can read about that at drhoffman.com. But more germane is a new report that talks about the second of the two toxins that I talk about in The Tale of Two Toxins, which is something called phosphorus. Well, phosphorus is something that our bodies need for strong bones and for making energy. The P in ATP, which is the energy compound par excellence of the body, is phosphorus. And phosphorus is also part of our DNA and RNA, so it's essential for synthesizing all the proteins in our body. But Americans get too much phosphorus. And where they get it from, it's not from ordinary foods. Foods like dairy and meat are fairly rich in phosphorus. You can also get some phosphorus from fruits and vegetables. But most of that phosphorus is just not that bioavailable. So it's hard to overdose on phosphorus from a natural foods diet. But there's something called inorganic phosphate. It's a food additive and preservative. It's used to enhance flavor in foods like French fries and baked goods and processed meats, things like Oscar Mayer bologna. And it may be contributing to couch potato behavior, according to a new study. The study just came out in the journal Circulation. Has to do with cardiovascular disease. Well, first they studied mice, and they gave them a high phosphate diet. By the way, the major source of phosphorus, excess phosphorus that we consume, is from cola beverages. They're rich in phosphoric acid, so you get a big phosphorus load when you're slugging down those Cokes. So they fed excess phosphate to mice in an experiment, and the mice were unable to generate enough fatty acids to feed their muscles. Their exercise performance was impaired. They also then studied humans. They wore physical activity monitors for 7 days, and what they found was the response to phosphate in humans was similar to that in mice. Higher phosphate levels were linked to reduced time spent in moderate to vigorous exercise, and sedentary time increased as phosphate levels increased. So all those ads that show those healthy people exercising, drinking Coke and Pepsi, think again, because that dietary phosphate saps your exercise performance. And oh, by the way, studies show that the more phosphate you consume, this is a large population-wide study called the NHANES study, they found that all-cause mortality, your risk of dying, is increased with every uptick in your dietary phosphorus consumption. The typical Western diet far exceeds the recommended daily allowance for phosphorus of 700 milligrams per day. In the U.S., high levels of blood phosphorus are twice as likely to be seen in persons with low income than with high income, because unfortunately they're exposed to more cheap junk food. And where do you find phosphate, added inorganic phosphate in the diet? Well, it goes by names like dicalcium phosphate, hexametaphosphate, sodium phosphate, tricalcium phosphate. There are actually 350 generally regarded as safe phosphate-based products that are used by the food industry. And they're sometimes listed as label ingredients. You can check labels and, you know, these long, exhaustive lists of chemicals that they add to the foods. You can sometimes see something like dicalcium phosphate or sodium phosphate on the label. But the problem is, unlike sodium, on a label you can read how much sodium is in a product. But on a label, because of not very stringent labeling requirements in this country and a lack of recognition that phosphorus poses a problem, you don't get a total aggregate phosphate score when you pick up, a package of processed meat. You won't know how much phosphate's in it. You'll just see it listed as a label ingredient. So check out that article, A Tale of Two Toxins, in our newsletter. And we have a caller. Our number, 877-726-8255. Let's talk to Gary in Long Island. Hi, Gary.
Yes, hi, Dr. Hoffman.
How you doing?
I've been listening to you since the middle 80s, going back a ways with you. I've always been.
That's when I started. I think it was after the second or third Crusades that this show started. So, yeah. So yes. You've been through the wars with me. Great.
Yes, yes. I have a relative who has something called, or it's been diagnosed by about like 10 different specialists so far, as Church-Strauss syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that?
I am not familiar with it, but it's one of those things that you
G. Strauss.
Yeah, I know about it. Here's the thing. It is a very rare syndrome. It's one of those things that you learn about in med school, and then you promptly forget, and you can go through an entire medical career without encountering a patient with Church-Strauss syndrome. And so, you know, what they tell us in medical school is you don't have to know everything, but you at least have to be able to look up everything. And that's what I'm doing right now. It says Church-Strauss syndrome is an extremely rare disease. Okay, that's why it was hard to diagnose. It causes inflammation of your blood vessels. It's what's called a vasculitic disease. It's an inflammatory disease of the blood vessels. So when you have such a rare disease, it's really hard to say what specific nutrients will tackle that? I mean, if you said, well, you know, my relative has type 2 diabetes or my relative has hypertension, they're very common disorders. There's many studies that look at the effects of a variety of nutrients on these. But since Churg-Strauss is so rare, there's probably not a lot of studies that show that this or that or the other nutrient affects its resolution. But I will say it is an autoimmune disease. And so if I were confronted with a patient like that in my office, I would say, well, let's tackle this. It's autoimmune. Let's suggest a diet that's free of some of the modern processed junk. Eliminate common allergens like gluten and dairy, and follow a clean paleo diet. Eat as if, you know, it's 15,000 years ago. Lots of fresh fruits and vegetables, organic and grass-fed meats and poultry and eggs and fish. Take lots of omega-3 fatty acids because of their anti-inflammatory effects. Utilize things like curcumin and green tea for their anti-inflammatory effects. These are some of the things that we might do in a patient who has a rare autoimmune condition like Churg-Strauss. And, you know, it's one of those things. You play the percentages. You undertake good, wholesome dietary and supplemental support. And take advantage of the best advantages in medicine. Probably this is going to be treated with steroids or immunosuppressive medications. And hopefully the condition can be arrested. That would be the principle I'd follow in Churg-Strauss. Okay? I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. Keep those calls coming. And this is Intelligent Medicine.
You buy organic, you wash your veggies, you try to avoid processed foods, you even use natural plant-based pesticides, but still worried about exposure to toxins? Every day, your liver is hard at work detoxifying your body from such present-day health risks as environmental toxins, unhealthy food and beverages, and medications we take. How can you help your liver? For starters, increase your glutathione levels. Glutathione is the body's primary antioxidant and helps your liver detoxify. As we age, glutathione levels go down, making us all vulnerable to a buildup of toxins. RegActive Detox and Liver Health helps rev up glutathione levels, assisting and supporting your liver to naturally cleanse and detoxify. Backed by over 20 years of published research, RegActive contains ME3, a patented probiotic proven to stimulate our body's own production of glutathione to help your liver maximize its detoxification process. Support your healthy liver today. Be proactive. Choose RegActive. RegActive Detox and Liver Health is available online.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. During this challenging cold and flu season, supporting your immune health is top priority. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with an effective 1-2 punch from our friends at Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol's abiotic soft gels and Sambucus Black Elderberry Liquid. Both have vital natural compounds that help your immune system fight what the season throws at you. Go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order these great products. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you this hour and next. You can call us 877-726-8255. And previous call, we talked about anti-inflammatory nutrients, a protocol for autoimmune disease. And I can't think of anything better to fulfill that requirement than a product called Green TCR Phytosome. It's a new formula from Purity Products. And we talked to Chris Killam a couple of weeks ago here on Intelligent Medicine about Green TCR Phytosome. Chris Killam, known as the medicine hunter, he goes hither and thither and yon across the globe hunting down plausible nutrients from plant sources with big health benefits. And Green TCR Phytosome takes advantage of the latest technology to make the green tea and the curcumin and the resveratrol that it contains more bioavailable. It's clinically tested and it works. And the good news is that our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Yeah, it's free. Just pay $4.95 nominal price for shipping and claim your free bottle today. Call right now. Take advantage of this free giveaway. Experience the power of this trio of great phytonutrients and see how good you can feel. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle, Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift that you call now. Again, your free bottle of Green Tea CR and B12 Energy Melts. Call right now. Here's the number, 800-218-6030. That's 800-218-6030. Again, call now. As these move fast, dial 1-800-218-6030. Ask for Green Tea CR Phytosome. Okay, our producer, Al, unfortunately, is laid up with pneumonia, and we wish him all the best. He's going to be back probably next week, but he called me on, he didn't call me, he emailed me on Tuesday, on Thursday, and said, hey, I've got pneumonia, we're probably going to have a sub in, Peter's doing a great job subbing for Al. But what supplement shall I take to speed my recovery? And I listed the supplements that I thought he should take to support his immunity, echinacea, astragalus, take some additional vitamin C. But importantly, I told him to take a lot of vitamin D. And he said, well, that's a lot of vitamin D. He says, isn't that too much? I said, no, because vitamin D is critical for the lungs. And this is supported by an article that just came out this week. It's based on a study in the journal Thorax, okay, for thorax is part of the body where the lungs reside, and it's one of the world's leading pulmonary medicine journals. And what they found was that vitamin D supplements reduced moderate to severe COPD exacerbations. COPD, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, usually in patients who've had chronic bronchitis or been smokers. And what they found is that those had low levels of 25-hydroxyvitamin D benefit from vitamin D supplementation. Now, the catch is supplementation was associated with a 45% reduction in exacerbations in these patients, but you had to be deficient in vitamin D for it to work. So, you know, the question is, if you're already taking vitamin D, do you need to take more vitamin D? Well, if you're deficient in vitamin D, it could make a difference according to these studies. I always suggest to patients, if you're coming down with a cold, a flu, up your intake of vitamin D. It's just as important as zinc and C and the nutrients we previously have associated with improved response to infection. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Our number, 877-726-8255. Plenty of time to take your phone calls. We invite you to call in right now. This is Intelligent Medicine. What if there was one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. The secret behind Green Tea CR is its phytosome matrix, which boosts its green tea power by over 200% compared to regular green tea. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green Tea CR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255 for questions. And in the world of nutrition, you know, that's sort of a niched world because, you know, in the media, you know, there's a lot of talk about the government shutdown and the fight over the border and the Mueller investigation, and they're all over that. But if you, like I, am deeply involved, immersed in the world of nutrition. The big story, huge story, is a new study, a new proposal that's come out of The Lancet, the world's leading medical journal, called the Eat Lancet Commission. And their contention is that human diet is causing, quote, catastrophic damage to the planet. It's a crisis, and we need to do something about it. This is a landmark study published Thursday. They propose a dramatic shift in the global diet and a shift away from animal protein more towards a plant-based diet. And they do this for two reasons, and some people question the linking of an environmental agenda to a nutritional agenda. They say, well, human nutrition is one thing. Over the ages, you know, can say that humans consume more or less meat depending on where they lived. Many Paleolithic humans consumed lots of animal protein, and it didn't necessarily devastate the planet, although it did wipe out a lot of species like the woolly mammoth and the mastodon, and some large land mammals were devastated by the fact that humans developed a taste for animal protein. It really changed the ecosystem. But the folks at The Lancet, they're coming after our meat. they talk about sustainability because they say that there are planetary effects, devastating effects. Diet and food production must radically change if we're to feed the growing global population without wreaking catastrophic damage on the planet and population health. They say that there's an inextricable link between what we eat and human and planetary health. And that's the contention of these folks at The Lancet. But there's a lot of pushback against this. It's causing a big firestorm on Twitter. They say the more I'm just reading you some random comments from Twitter. More confusion instead of clarity from the Lancet Eat study. And people are saying that here's one. And you can tell this guy's probably involved in some form of animal agriculture because his Twitter handle is Tired Farmer. Okay, he writes, just make sure you let everyone know that this, quote, study and the group behind it is the most corrupt and disgusting attempt to control agriculture there has ever been. And there's an article, look which companies funded the Eat Lancet study, because there's some conflicts of interest here. This, academics have joined with food companies to support the EAT, the EAT proposal from The Lancet. And many of these agricultural companies are making processed products, like processed soy products and things derived from plants. And so there's a lot of controversy with this. They also say that some of the funding comes from the folks at Loma Linda University. Loma Linda University is a place that's funded by the Seventh-day Adventists, who have a religious outlook that proposes that a vegetarian diet is the way to go. So the science that comes out of Loma Linda University is a little bit skewed, shall we say, towards that proposition that animal food is bad for you and plant food is healthy and nutritious and good for you. And to get an idea of what they're proposing here, they're really proposing a radical reduction in the amount of meat that people consume. They're saying that the maximum amount of red meat that people should consume per day is 7 grams. For those of you not familiar with the metric system, as most Americans aren't, 7 grams is a quarter of an ounce. So that's A typical hamburger patty, by comparison, is 125 to 150 grams. And so what they're proposing is that your meat allocation, your red meat allocation per day, should be about 1/20th of a hamburger per day. Pretty much the same for poultry, a little more allowance for chicken. They want you to have lots of soy and lots of beans. For some people, it just simply doesn't agree with them. They just don't do well with that. They also might miss out on certain critical nutrients that meat provides. But they say for the sake of the environment, we all need to suck it up. And this is an example of kind of command and control economy, is that there's going to be edicts from the top that are going to tell us what to eat and what not to eat for our own good and for the good of the planet. It's a little bit of a Soylent Green population proposition, that the population is going to soar to such an extent that our resources will be strained and we're going to create so much environmental pollution, there'll be scarcity, and therefore we all need to eat plants. Other people push back and say that there are forms of wholesome animal production that don't damage the environment so much. They say that the amount of methane that's generated by the gas production of cows is minuscule compared to the amount of carbon dioxide and other pollutants that are created by industry, by energy production. And so the battle rages on. But this is the really big controversy that's hitting Twitter and the news in the field of nutrition. The idea that we need to sell the world on a new way of eating. All right. Our number is 877-726-8255. And let's take a call now from Nancy in Virginia. How you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I was calling a family member recommended that I call you because they're a fan of yours.
Oh,
and
great.
I had a recent test done for just blood work at a physical, and it came back with hypothyroidism that I wanted to ask you about, please.
Sure. Do you recall the numbers on your test?
It said that the reference range should be 0.55 to 4.78. And my value came out at 5.221.
Okay, you certainly, that's your TSH, the thyroid stimulating hormone. And the higher it is, the more likely you have hypothyroidism. And so has the doctor suggested you go on thyroid medication?
They asked if I wanted to get a medication and to let them know. So I thought I would check into, you know, if there were vitamins or things that I could take, because I'm not a fan of medication as the first answer.
Yeah, you know, I when I am confronted with this kind of situation, I don't put that much stock on blood tests either way. So some people seem normal, but they really benefit from thyroid medication. We give them a trial of natural thyroid. Yeah, that goes against the edicts of the Endocrinological Society, the powers that be in the field of medicine that govern who should receive the holy grail of thyroid medication. But you know, we do this, and I've been doing this very successfully and safely for decades, and it's been one of the most gratifying things that I've done in the field of medicine, is people really perk up when they get thyroid medication. On the other hand, there's some people who have an abnormal result. Yours is just it's borderline. It's just a little above the limits. And so you would be entitled to thyroid medication. That's why they're saying, would you like some thyroid medication? And why they're being equivocal about it is that some people seem to be perfectly content, even though their numbers are a little off. They feel fine, no problem. But a couple of questions. Do you feel tired?
That's what they said. Like, you know, you could feel lethargic and it can affect your weight and things. So I thought, well, maybe I should look into just, you know, if there is something to take for it, because maybe I do have it, but maybe
so
there's something.
I will say this, is for people who want to take natural things to support their thyroid, there are some things, tyrosine, iodine, selenium, zinc. These are things that support thyroid function. But to my mind, they only work kind of incompletely. And then there's homeopathic things, and, you know, those are sort of weak versions of actual medication. I think that thyroid replacement is actually one of the most wholesome things that you can get from the drugstore. Even though it's a prescription thing, unlike many drugs that are highly synthetic, you know, dreamed up in a laboratory, and they have no relationship to nature. When you get a thyroid medication, it's actually a copycat of a thyroid that your own thyroid makes. And so it's like giving vitamin D to someone who's deficient in vitamin D. It's precisely what the body makes or needs, and you're replacing it. And therefore, thyroid replacement, I think, is a very natural intervention. It has to be by prescription, because if people willy-nilly took thyroid, they could get in trouble. If you take too much of it, you can get palpitations, you cannot get osteoporosis. You can't leave it to people to take it, because, well, it's got a harm quotient. So I would recommend that you consider taking some thyroid. If you're getting it from a conventional endocrinologist, you'll probably get Synthroid, which isn't terrible. You know, you'll probably get a low dose and see how you feel. What I would prefer, that's a little harder to get, you get this often from integrative doctors, is natural thyroid. It's Armour thyroid or Euthroid, goes by different names. And to my mind, it's more effective for people with borderline thyroid function. So, you know, life is short. Give it a try. You might experience, you know, energy, vitality, ability to shed pounds, more mental focus, even deeper sleep. You know, even though thyroid is a stimulant, we find that patients who take thyroid sleep deeper. And that's all to the good, because many people they spend the requisite amount of time in bed, but they don't have deep or efficient sleep. So my suggestion is, give it a try. Now, if you sound young, if you were like 85 or something, I would say, well, you don't have to be cautious, because giving thyroid in an older patient, you can make the heart race, you can get other side effects. Of course, it's a nuisance taking medication, then you have to get retested. So maybe, you know, just hang out there with a borderline thyroid. And if you start turning really cold, you get really tired or depressed, maybe then consider taking it. I have a different threshold for younger people than I do for older people. Older people, we have to be more cautious. So that's my opinion. Thanks very much for your call, Nancy. Really appreciate it. All the best to you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Dance floor is open. Come on, everyone. Let's shake it.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today. Available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstores, supermarkets, and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And thyroid is one of the ways that you can enhance your energy. It's again part of a complete checkup for fatigue. You look at thyroid, you look at allergies, what people are eating, and the supplements they take. But here's one of the supplements that I really value in supporting patients who suffer from fatigue. It's the only nutritional formula that's clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it's due to age or illness or just being run down. It's NT-Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics, and it works precisely on the mitochondria, which are the energy depots of the cells. Clinical trials have shown that NT-Factor reduces fatigue by almost half. You've heard me talk for a long time about a product called Propax with NT-Factor. That's a one-stop shop for all your vitamin and mineral needs. But a while ago, I suggested to the folks at Nutritional Therapeutics that make Propax, some people may want to keep their favorite multi and yet still harness the power of NT-Factor alone. So Healthy Aging was born. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, and it comes with a 45-day money-back guarantee. And now for a limited time, when you buy one bottle of Healthy Aging, you get another one free. So just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. I've personally been taking advantage of the restorative power of NT-Factor for years, and I prescribe it to my patients. And now you can get Healthy Aging by calling 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. Let's talk now to Ruth Ann in Manhattan. How you doing?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call. I used to come to your lectures on 6th Avenue. I miss them.
Yeah.
I'm calling because my husband, who's 76, was recently put on a blood thinner because he was diagnosed with AFib after he wore the Zio Pack for a week or so. It was originally, he had like this double pulse that he kept feeling. It would leave,
yeah,
be like
that's the way it is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then they gave him the Zio Pack, and she said, the cardiologist, you definitely have AFib. I want you to go on this blood thinner, which it's one of the ones they advertise on TV.
Like Eliquis? Eliquis or what?
Well, Eliquis is what she prescribed, but our insurance didn't cover it, so she put him on Xarelto.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he feels that he thinks it's going to kill him. He says, if I fall, if I cut myself shaving,
yeah,
I'm going to bleed.
I mean,
is there anything? It
seems
like a serious thing, although it says it's only, he has a 5% chance of having a stroke. And then I said, but that's a 95% chance of not having it.
Yeah.
And she said, no.
He's beset with anxiety about that. I mean, look, there's so many people in this country who have atrial fibrillation. And the problem with atrial fibrillation is you could take nothing, or you could take fish oil, or you could just take an aspirin a day, and you might be fine. But if you're not, it's a big deal, because you could get a stroke. You could get a blood clot that forms in the heart, in the aorta, where the movement of the heart is not normal. And then that blood clot can be flipped upward towards your brain, lodge in your brain. You can have a big-time stroke, and you could lose your speech or lose your movement or even die. So the slightly higher risk that you're going to have a bleeding episode is the risk that you undertake for the protection that you'll have against a big stroke. And yes, there are some people who come to harm, you know, elderly people who have atrial fibrillation or another related problem. They're on blood thinners. They fall, they hit their head. Instead of a minor bump on the head, they have a brain bleed. Yeah, that's a serious problem. But the benefits, unfortunately, outweigh the risks associated with that. Is there a workaround? You know, a lot of people ask me, I don't want to be on these medications. They're going to cause me to have a serious bleed. Is there anything I can take? There's so many things out there that are natural blood thinners, but they don't do it as reliably or as strongly and consistently as these blood thinners. And, you know, the nice thing about Eliquis related drugs, Xarelto, is you don't have to worry about the vitamin K. You do have to worry about excess vitamin K when you're on Coumadin. And you don't have to get blood tests all the time. You just take a dose and, you know, pretty much stick with it. So there are advantages to those medications. The good news is that if you have an accident or something bad happens and you need emergency surgery, they now have newer medications that are antidoting the blood thinning effects of these medications. At first, they didn't. You know, it was kind of dangerous. It was like, whoa, you know, what if you fall? What if you need emergency surgery? That could be very dangerous because you have to wait for the effects to wear off. Now you can reverse them with a newer medicine in case you need to. All right, so I just want to reassure him on that account, and he's doing the best thing. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take more calls next hour on Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.